Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Back to school.
I'm going to school.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
All right, Kid Nation, pull out that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We have the ultimate lunchbox for you, a limited edition Kid Nation lunchbox, a $400 Visa gift card, and some delicious Tasty Cakes.
Thank you, Tasty Cake.
We'll take call number 23. You'll score that. Do it again tomorrow. If you don't win today, don't worry about that.
All right.
National Joke Day.
It is.
I remembered one that I heard when we were coming back from Mexico on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Compliments of American Airlines. I believe it was one of the pilots.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The punny pilot.
Yeah. Well, it was actually a pretty good one.
Okay.
Hey, Big Al Mac.
Hey.
Why did the kids not hear the teacher pass gas?
I don't know. Why?
Because she's a private tutor.
And we passed all night to the best joke ever.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Kids are going to be taking that one to school.
Hey, Jenna.
Hey, what?
Why was the mermaid wearing seashells?
I don't know.
You don't? Because she outgrew her bee shells.
Oh. And we laughed all night.
Boob job.
Best joke ever.
Was that a boob job joke? Why was she wearing her seashells?
Yeah, why was she wearing seashells?
Hey, boob.
That's a good one.
Oh, did I say
like that one?
That's pretty funny.
Is why was she wearing her seashell?
Did I say not wearing?
I thought you said not, but maybe
I probably
wasn't.
Did.
I wasn't paying attention because then the punchline didn't make.
Yeah,
was I not paying attention?
I've heard it before.
He was already laughing before it happened. Oh, the text is coming in with funny jokes as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah, for National Joke Day. What did the little boy tip? Why did the little boy tiptoe past the medicine cabinet, you guys?
Why?
Because he didn't want to wake up the sleeping pills. Hey.
And we laughed all night. Best joke ever.
I love little kid drug jokes.
Save that.
Yeah. Oh. Speaking of sleeping, Jenna got me in trouble yesterday.
How so?
So I went to go pick up my wife last night, and she came in late, so we're in the car late, and I'm assuming Jenna was already half asleep when this happened, because when we get in the car, I look down at my phone, and I notice I got a text message from Jenna.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't text each other very often, so when I do get a text from Jenna, it's usually something hilarious, or I screwed up and posted something stupid on Snapchat, and she took 35 screenshots.
Mm-hmm.
So I was excited to see, and I noticed that it was a voice memo.
Yes.
And I wish I would have saved it, you guys.
Oh, I'm so glad you did.
Jenna might have been sleepy, but she was smart because it's one of those that you post, and then as soon as you hear it, I guess it goes away. Poof, disappears.
Mm-hmm. This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
Because I went back to go listen to it because I was laughing so hard, and it was gone. But Kenzie's in the car with me, my wife, and the two kids, and my phone's connected to the Bluetooth in the car, so everything that happens on my phone is going to go over the loudspeaker. So I hit play on that bad boy. And Kenzie didn't know who texted me, and it's...
No, it's not.
JC?
No.
Wow.
Hey, do you have some cute football stuff? Okay, bring it tomorrow.
Whatever. I'm going to let you dramatize that because it's funnier that
Sure.
way.
It might have not gone as like that.
How did that go across with your wife?
My wife responded with, "Who the hell is that?" I was like, "It's Jenna. I think she's sleep talking."
I'm doing something for my site that's football related, and I knew JC would have some football props, and I needed them today. I wanted him to bring me a football.
Yeah.
And I was so tired because I was drinking my dream water. And I was falling asleep, and my hands were just too tired. You know, you're laying in bed, and you just feel like you're in quicksand, and you're like, I'm just too tired. So I just held down the little microphone, and I'm like, hey, could you bring me some football stuff? I mean, I think I was literally falling asleep in that moment.
It was, hey.
You know I get tired voice. I already have the rasp. I get tired voice. That wasn't me trying to be...
No, you sounded
she did
like
the same sexy thing when she talked to my daughter on the phone.
Oh yeah, we do have that
so
one.
Jenna, that's just Jenna.
Oh yeah. My god,
it's not like she's hitting
me
on you.
It's just me.
If you date Jenna, these are the sort of calls you're going to get at night. Jenna talking to Kelly. Oh man, where is it?
Emma Kelly.
To Emma Kelly.
Okay, oh. In all fairness, I thought you were calling me, right?
Yeah. Okay, so here's Jenna thinking it's me. That makes it even more interesting.
Oh man, I wish I would have remembered that you had this.
Oh, I'm so glad you
sounded,
don't.
Oh, I know I have it somewhere. And when I find it, we're going to play
it. All right,
we'll
play it when you find it.
You and Trey are both looking for it.
I get sleepy voice sometimes. Yeah, it was a long day.
I think it's Jenna Drugs is what it's called. Jenna on Drugs.
Okay, that one was Ambien when I was talking to Emma Kelly. I had taken a sleeping pill, and Kelly called, and I get really warm and fuzzy, so I was really excited. I hadn't talked to anyone all day since I left work, and Kelly never calls me. Half the time, I feel like Kelly hates me. So when Kelly calls me, I'm like, hey, I was so excited.
Oh, man. I think you're going to get lucky on this one, unless you found a Trey. Top?
No?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Which page, Trey?
Which page?
Oh, my God.
Hello. There you go. Hello. Hello. Oh, wow.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hey.
Oh, my God.
So similar to that one, but a little more drawn out. More Marilyn Monroe.
So is that what a guy should expect if he's dating you, like JC said?
Yeah. Hey. No, a guy should be lucky. I'm normally so tired of talking during the day that I don't even want to talk at night.
Hey.
But yes, if I call you, I have a much lower, raspier voice at night. Yeah.
Yeah. But all is well.
I don't think I've ever had a sexy voice.
So all is good?
You know, a different voice to talk to a girl. Like,
oh, really?
Hey,
You got to turn on the sexy voice.
Oh, I'm not intentionally turning it on. I think I just get this. I have to turn on my voice like this at work during the day to be more energized. My voice normally is really... Consultants have told me you're too low energy, Jenna.
A little more high energy, please.
Yeah. So my natural is just like, hey, how's it going?
Listening to Kelly call Alan, her husband, though.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Oh, man. So much lovey-dovey going on.
You know what, yesterday?
What? Yeah. Talking about every time.
That was a joke yesterday.
Baby.
It was cheesy.
Hey, what?
Baby. I was recording a commercial for oatmeal.
Hey, sweet buns.
I mean, so random. And Alan, and I used my phone to time. And when he called, it cut my timer off. I was like, oh, it's my husband. And so the guys were all in the room.
Hey,
and so
Mr.
I was
Quaker
like, hey, baby.
Man.
He said, what are you doing? I said, I was cutting commercial for oatmeal, but you're my oatmeal. I did that for their benefit.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't call him my oatmeal. That's stupid.
I'm going to school.
I did that for your, and of course, guys.
It's fine in private. Yeah.
Right.
This girl over here.
You're my oatmeal.
Sexy pet names. Yeah. Not sexy in a sexy voice.
Hey.
Hello.
All right, back to school time. We got the ultimate lunchbox for you. We're looking for call number 23. Okay. And that happens to be you, Heather. Congratulations.
Yay. My gosh, I'm so excited right now.
I know, right? I feel like we need to get the Post Malone song, Congratulations, to play every time we get a win.
I'm telling you.
Big Al Mac, please tell Heather what she's won.
Baby girl, you have won a limited edition Kid Nation lunchbox. But wait, there's more.
Tell baby girl what else there is.
Listen to this, baby girl.
This lunchbox is stuffed with a $400 Visa gift card.
Baby
school
girl.
Shopping, school clothes, whatever. Along with tasty cakes, delicious mini cupcakes, and, JC, brownies.
Oh, shout out.
How about that? Thank you, Tasty
Cakes. I am, like, so excited right now. My son is in front of me with, like, this huge grin on his face. I'm kind of speechless. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good.
Fine.
Did your son start school yet?
No, actually, they start tomorrow, and I work at the high school. I'm actually helping out, and he gets to come and help me today with the football players and
that's
working
exciting.
Up at the front. So
that's
he's excited.
He's stoked. What grade is he going in?
Fifth
grade.
And then I have my six-year-old who's actually going into the first grade.
Let's give him a shout-out. What are their names?
Corey and Kayla. Do you mind if Corey says hi?
Yeah, no, bring on Corey.
Oh, not at all.
Hello?
Hey, Corey.
Hey, Corey.
Well,
all right.
Hey.
Thanks, Corey.
Thanks, Corey.
Hey, hold on for us, Heather. We'll get you all set up with your lunchbox. And since we're just doing whatever, why don't we get into whatever Wednesday right now?
Sounds good.
Kid Nation, give us a call. We'll clear the phone lines for you at 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-543-3548. It's Geek It. Geek It.
Geek It.
When you can call us and ask us whatever you like.
Yeah, you talk about whatever topic you want to talk about. And since it is National Joke Day, bring your jokes. Why not?
Hi, JC, are you sure?
Yeah, I'm ready for some jokes.
Okay.
And whatever else you want to talk about, Kid Nation, nothing's off limits.
Or you can call us and just talk in a sexy voice.
Yeah, give us your sexy voice. We'll do it next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Leave it to Quaker to come. Oop, Alan's calling me. Well, let me take his call real quick. Okay. Hey, baby. I was right in the middle of recording a Quaker oat spot, but I'd stop to talk to you because you're my favorite little oatmeal.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
My favorite little oatmeal.
That's right.
You should get him a little Quaker.
I completely confess because I was doing that for y'all's benefit.
A little Quaker hat.
Yeah, this guy.
Even he was like, what?
What?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, good times. All right, let's do whatever Wednesday. By the way, Daniel Craig is going to be on the show in about 40 minutes.
Yay.
James Bond himself. We got a cool movie coming out. Logan Lucky.
Logan Lucky or Lucky Logan? Logan Lucky.
Logan Lucky.
They got to break Daniel out of jail.
Looks good.
Yeah.
Saw a preview yesterday.
So we basically will talk about whatever you want to talk about here at Kid Nation. If there's a news story you want to talk about or something happened on TV, TV show you're really into, you got jokes today because it's National Joke Day.
Whatever.
Actually, Kelly, during the break, was talking about Judge Judy.
Oh, this viral video, it got me all choked up.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. It's pretty sweet.
So she had two people on her show fighting over a dog.
Right. This woman claims she bought it from a mall. There's somebody was selling, I guess, dogs out of their car like they do for $50.
Both are claiming, that's my dog.
The man saying, no, that's my dog. Somebody took it and that's my dog. I want my dog back.
So Judge Judy decided to let the dog loose and let the dog choose.
I'd be so worried my dog
I would too.
Oh,
can you bring Wheezy one day to see if Wheezy would pick one of us instead of you?
No problem.
You should have seen it.
I will.
And the dog was like, when the daughter brought the dog in, he's straining his neck to get to the man.
Yeah, take a listen.
Like, ugh.
Madam, listen to me carefully. Put the dog down. Put the dog down.
Don't. Yes, that's him. That's baby boy.
That's my dog.
That's baby boy.
That's man's crying. Your honor.
No. Hey, boy. Hey, dear. That's baby boy.
Oh, yeah.
Come up, baby boy.
Come up, man. Come up.
That's baby boy. Oh.
That's all. Nice. Take the dog home.
Bodies are excused. You may step out.
There you go.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah,
that's
it
very
was.
Cool.
And you feel bad. It's a lady legitimately. I mean, she didn't steal the dog. She
what
bought it.
What if he had rubbed meat on himself?
I don't know.
Hey, you got to be smart when you go to court.
I love, the mom saying,
he had a whole slew of bacon in his pockets.
Don't put it down. Don't put it down. Don't.
A win is a win, Jenna.
Just take it.
A win is a win.
Man, that is awesome. Jenna, from the text, I want to know the dream water that Jenna mentioned. Does it work well? What's it called?
Okay, so here's my honest review. I heard about this.
Yeah.
Dream water, of course I'm going to try it. You can order it on Amazon. I just got it my 24-pack yesterday. The first two nights that I took it a month ago, I actually also took a sleeping pill. So I couldn't determine if it worked or not fairly, right?
Right.
I have trouble sleeping sometimes, so I'm in the habit of doing that. It's prescribed, don't worry. But lately, I've been taking that dream water and nothing else. And it puts you into a great sleep. And my friends that have tried it that are more sensitive to natural remedies say it works great. It's just natural stuff.
Okay.
Just, you know, natural vitamins and stuff that you would take. I mean, off the top
maybe
of my head,
melatonin
I don't
know. In there?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, so it looks like your five-hour energy. It looks like your little five-hour energies, and it tastes like raspberry water. It's called snoozeberry is the flavor.
Snoozeberry.
Snoozeberries taste like snoozeberries.
I love it. You guys should try it. You can order a case on Amazon. I think repeated use helps build it up in your system. But yeah, all natural.
Sleep water.
All natural. Dream water.
Dream water.
Dream water.
Not an endorsement.
It's the thing I couldn't get the lid off that one day.
Oh, yeah.
Not an endorsement. No, not an endorsement. See, I'm being honest. I didn't think it worked at first, but it does now.
All right, National Joke Day. Let's go to the phones here because Matt's got something for us. Hi, Matt.
Oh, hi. How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Going all right. Hold on. Let us set you up here for your joke.
Welcome to the stage. It's Matthew.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
All right. So, why didn't the toilet paper cross the street?
Why didn't the toilet paper cross the road? Why?
Why?
Because it got stuck in the crack.
Thank you, Matt.
Matt, well played, sir.
My man.
Have a great day.
Nice.
I like that one.
Very nice.
We got one from the text that I like a lot.
Okay.
It's an oldie but a goodie. Big Al.
Yeah.
How do you spell ninjas?
N-I-N-J-A-S?
No. No S, because the ninja is silent.
Just an S.
Just an S, because dang it, I screwed it up.
See?
Wow, Jason.
It's on the text. I know.
Shame.
On National Joke Day, too.
Yeah.
My favorite day of the year that I didn't even know was happening. Let's see if somebody will do one better than
All
I
right.
did. Brianna's got a lifeguard joke for us. Hi, Brianna.
Hi.
Go ahead with your joke. It's a lifeguard one.
My joke is, why didn't the lifeguard save the hippie?
Why didn't the lifeguard save the
hippie? Why did not, or why did he?
Why didn't?
Why
did
not?
Why not?
He was too far out, man.
I like that.
Well I like that one.
Well played. Well done. Thank you for that one. We got a bunch of jokes. Did you guys watch Bachelor in Paradise yesterday, by the way?
No.
No.
I was so mad that they teased us with the whole thing that went
with
down.
With DeMario and Corinne or whatever?
Because it's drama-filled, but a little too much drama. Blimey. They had a wedding for the first half, and I'll tell you this. I'll be surprised if it lasts longer than 2 years. It was that erectile dysfunction guy
mm-hmm.
and the girl that didn't like him the whole season.
And they're married?
They ended up getting married, but she didn't seem like she likes him very much. And then you just kind of feel bad for the guy.
He was kind of a letdown.
Yeah. And then they went back to the season.
Thank you, Jen.
Yeah. Now I got you. Dysfunction joke. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
So you have a joke for us?
I do.
Okay.
How do you find Will Smith in the snow?
How do you find Will Smith in the snow?
I don't know. I don't how?
Know. Fresh Prince.
Okay. Best joke ever. That's a play on words.
Uh-huh. Yes, gotcha.
Hey, Kelly.
What?
If you're American before you go to the bathroom, and you're an American when you leave the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
what are you when you're in the bathroom?
Pooping?
No, European.
Oh.
And we laughed all night. That's
that makes sense to me.
That's from Lexi on the text right there.
You're pooping.
It shows that you know me well, though, because you know where I'm going to go with this thing. We got a cow joke here from David. Hi, David.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
My man, what's happening?
We would like you to hear your joke on National Joke Day.
What did the mama cow say to the baby calf at 9 o'clock in the evening?
What?
Honey, it's posture bedtime.
Oh, man. Oh, that one hurt.
You didn't like that one, Kelly?
That one hurt a little bit.
What was it's the... okay.
I'm sorry.
Pasture.
Oh.
Pasture.
Bedtime.
It's a pun. I like it. And we laughed all night to the I'll best to joke ever. What, guys? You guys have to celebrate National Joke Day.
No, it's great. It's great.
My soul is slow.
Kristen.
Being crushed.
Christian.
Yes.
How you doing?
Good. How y'all?
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
It's gotta go well.
A little tongue tied.
You okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your joke?
I like to get asked questions that I don't know the answer to because I always say, what's the mix between an elephant and a rhino?
What?
What?
Elephino.
There you go.
All right.
I hit it.
We're going to end on that.
Yeah. We're going to send this whole segment into Marconi. We're going to nail it next year.
Well, people got excited about National Joke Day, and that's what we talked about today.
No, it's fine.
What did you
I don't have any. I, you know what? I haven't told a joke in so long. I used to tell jokes all the time.
Yeah.
And I would have like three, maybe four go-to jokes that were somewhat funny.
That's what I got, but I feel like they're all used.
But
up.
I don't even have them anymore because I haven't told my jokes in so long.
Hey, refresh
you know,
it.
Whatever Wednesday, and if that's whatever people wanted to call in about, that's what they
Absolutely.
Called in about.
You know what I mean?
But now whatever Wednesday is over.
Are you saying you don't want any more jokes, Kelly?
Well, you know, I'm just gonna say there's not a lot I'm probably gonna repeat from that whatever Wednesday.
Okay, let's try again real quick.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay.
She's got
Bannard.
More.
Bannard?
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey. Bernard?
Yeah, Bernard.
Bernard. Justin spelled
it. Bannard?
What'd you say, Bannard?
I don't know. How do you spell your name, Bernard?
I'm from New Orleans.
What?
What?
I'm from New Orleans.
Okay.
Oh, hey. Okay.
How do you spell your name, Bernard?
It's B-E-R-N-A-R-D.
Which is how I would normally read Bernard, but this is B-A-N-A-R-D, so I went with Bernard.
Bannard.
Bannard.
What's up, Bannard?
I was thinking of Bane. I was like, Bane starts with a B-A, so I was like,
what's up, Bannard?
That's all right. What you want to call about Bernard?
Bannard?
Of course I want to tell a joke.
Of course you do.
All right, man, go ahead.
Okay, why can't a nose be 12 inches?
Why?
Then it would, oh.
Because it would be a foot.
Yeah.
Kelly almost spoiled your joke.
Hey, don't spoil
well, I was
going to
answer his question. I didn't know it
that
was a joke.
That would have been perfect. Whatever Wednesday is over.
Yeah, we're done with that.
Thank you, Bernard.
Thank you, Bernard.
All right, we got love letters to Kelly coming up next. Our relationship expert, Kelly Raspberry, will fix all your love problems.
Well, now I'm in a bad mood.
Perfect.
Can you put on some weird lotion? Because it smells like diapers in here.
No, that's probably JC's oatmeal.
My oatmeal does not smell like diapers. We'll do love letters to Kelly.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Daniel Craig calling the show in about 20 minutes.
Nice.
007 himself going to be calling the show. We got the showbiz top five in about 40 minutes, catch you up with what's going on in Hollywood. But right now, we got to solve some relationship issues, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for the love expert to take the stage. And let's do
love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
About 2 years into our 9-year marriage, my husband had a stalker, in quotes, that claimed she was having an affair with my husband. She tried to...
Maybe she was lying. We don't know yet, JC.
Oh, sorry.
We don't know yet.
Okay.
Hear me out.
Sorry.
All right. She tried and almost succeeded in ending our marriage. I chose to trust my husband, and we were able to move past the situation. Since this time, she contacts him about once every 4 months, either by calling him at his work or just showing up at his work. He tells me every time it happens, but what I'm worried about is how he handles this. He never tells her to leave him alone or to stop calling or to stop stopping by. When she stopped by his work, as she was leaving, she asked him to call her, and he goes, yeah, okay. When she called him in his office the other day, she told him to take her number and give her a call, and he said he pretended to take her number just to get her off the phone. I feel like he should tell her to stop calling and to leave him alone. I told him how this makes me feel, but he continues to lead her on. What should I do, Katie?
Yeah, Katie, that's weird.
That's very
weird. It's a long
time. Very weird.
You can get a restraining order for things like this.
The first thing that popped in my mind was restraining order. So what is he, afraid this situation would escalate if he gets a restraining order?
Sometimes like attention too, right?
Yeah, I think part of him kind of digs it. I mean, that's what it looks like to me. Yep. I mean, you two men, if he's truly being harassed by this woman,
she must be
especially
hot.
If she's showing up where he works,
yeah, she must
that's
be
not cool.
You have a conversation and say, look, I'm married. I don't know if I have kids. I have kids. Please leave me alone.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't work.
And this has been going on for years.
Then you go to the court
she
and
must,
say.
She must be hot.
There's that the now I'm starting to suspect there's something.
Oh, really?
Yes. Because this isn't normal. A man doesn't allow this. I don't care what a man is, can be a gentleman to a point.
Yeah.
And politely tell someone, you know, you're going to have to stop coming up here. But he's not doing that.
So you think something maybe went on and she got attached?
He is leading her
on.
And what if she's mentally ill? She could turn, like, she might one day say, oh, the only thing standing between me and him is his wife. I'm going to have to take care of this problem. You don't know what extent
100%.
You don't know what extent crazy would go to.
9 years she's been obsessed.
No. Either he has to take some legal action on this. Or you got to really consider what is really going on with these two, because that's not, there's something real fishy there with the way he's handling it.
Yeah.
Katie, we have your email. So come on.
Yeah.
You need to do something here.
There's something real suspicious.
Yeah. I'm thinking she's hot and he doesn't want to just tell her off. He's kind of flattered by it a little bit.
Maybe they have a quick little fling and he doesn't want her to snap.
Like maybe, something. And maybe it went to a certain point and he stopped. But she's still kind of under the illusion.
And there are crazy people out there who are convinced. Look at celebrities who have stalkers who are convinced that I'm supposed to be with this person. David Letterman, the most famous one I can think of at the top of my mind, ended up killing herself on train tracks. But did he just tell her every time, Yeah, I'll call you later. I'll call you. No.
These can end really, if this is true, it can end very violently.
It can end very, very ugly. This isn't funny if this is a true crazy person stalking you.
I had a girl who used to lay down in high school in front of my car. And my mom had to call the police.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it's not funny.
They'll take care of it. If you call the authorities, they will help you, and they'll get you the right paperwork so you can get rid of that person. Or at least if they don't.
Get them out of your life.
Yeah, get them out of your life.
Hopefully.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My 37-year-old boyfriend has become a professional video gamer. Awesome. Is that normal? My boyfriend and I have been dating for nearly a year despite our age difference. He's 37, I'm 26. I cannot stress to you enough how amazing he is. Initially, he used multiplayer video games as a way to stay in touch with his close friends back in his hometown. But now, he's starting to do it on a professional level. He's gotten sponsorships. He has a jersey with his gaming handle on it. Oh! And he's regularly receiving expensive swag. I can tell he's a little embarrassed to share all of this with me. Maybe he thinks I might find it silly for someone his age to be involved with video games. I'm mostly concerned that he's investing too much time in these video games instead of making connections with people here in his new town. But honestly, it does feel a little childish for someone who's nearly 40. Am I being unreasonable? Is it normal for men his age? How can I encourage him to spend more time investing friendships in real life? Oh. Or is it even my place? Help.
My head
Mallory.
Hurts right now. That was too many questions thrown at me all at once. First of all, he's making a living at it. It's not like a hobby.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's his job. You have to accept. Like, some women would not be okay dating a mortician. Some women might say, I won't date, for whatever reason. Ooh, that creeps me out. You deal with dead bodies. I can't date you. Some women say, I won't date a police officer because I'm afraid that he won't come home. There's a million different reasons why you can choose why you won't date a profession.
Right.
That's a red flag. It's not a red flag, but that's his job. It's not like he's just sitting around not getting paid to be on video games all day. That's another issue. If he's sitting around playing games all day and not getting paid, that's just a man avoiding life.
Yeah.
But that's his job. Okay, so now you have to decide if that's a job I want to date. Is he, you know, you might not want to date a doctor. I know some people who won't date doctors because there's crazy schedules.
Yeah.
They're gone all the time. So I'm not going to tell you what he does is silly or ridiculous because it's his job.
Yeah,
now, you just
cool.
have to decide if it's worth what he has to commit to it and if you want to date somebody like that. I mean, that's it.
Hey, he's probably spending about 16 hours a day playing video games just so he could be good enough.
That's his job.
It's a very competitive field.
But, I mean, like car salesmen, for example, they work crazy long hours. Yeah. Crazy
But that's their
gig.
That's what I'm saying. If it was just his hobby and he was doing it and he was not socializing with people, a lot of people can't socialize because, you know what? They got to go to work.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of girlfriends go to lunch with their girlfriends all day, but their husbands are at work. You know, it's like, that's why he's not socializing.
Right.
He's working.
Right. Get a man a break. He's got a job.
That's my only, you know how I feel about adults playing video games. Yeah. It's silly, but that's his job.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Can't argue
There's the difference.
I'm going to start training again.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I started dating this guy whom I was set up on with a blind date. I didn't say that
right.
You
didn't say it right, but I got it. It was a blind date and she's dating him.
Yeah. We've been on 4 dates, but he hasn't kissed me.
Okay, that's what happened. Okay, go ahead.
Or made any moves.
All right.
I'm not sure if he's just shy or if he thinks we're just friends. Should I keep on going on dates with him or wait until something happens?
No, it's...
He also texts me, and he's been the one to ask me out on more dates. I'm 26. He's 28. Kaylee.
It's time to have the conversation. Just say, I don't feel like... I'll be honest. I had that conversation with Alan. I said...
Hello, I'm Alan.
You're not... I need you to be a little bit more aggressive.
Abracadabra.
He's like, oh, okay. And that switched the light for him.
Yeah.
Because after 4 dates, I'm like, okay, I get it. You're a gentleman. Now come over here and kiss me a little bit, you know, because
right.
I mean, after a while, you do start questioning if he doesn't find me attractive or where is this going. So after 4 dates, I'm not saying chunk him. I'm saying, you know, it's not a fun conversation to have and it's a little awkward to bring up. But why not? Over a glass of wine, you say, I don't know if this is going to work out because I don't know that we're compatible. I need you to be a little bit more aggressive. And to just see where it goes. And if he still doesn't kiss you or if he has, maybe he has a very good explanation for it. Maybe he has religious reasons.
Uh-huh. He's a bad kisser.
Maybe he has a halitosis problem and he doesn't know how to share it with you. I don't know what his reason's going to be. In my case, he told me it's because he was trying to show that he's a gentleman and he respected me. I was like, okay, that's enough with the respect stuff. Give me some. That's how I felt.
Whoa.
After four. You know, kiss me.
My little Quaker what? Oak man.
Is it That's cool right. for her to just put the move on him? And go in for it, or you're not a big fan
I mean,
of that?
I mean, it's not... A girl gives signs that she's wanting to be kissed.
Yeah.
The way we hold our heads, the way we look at you, the way we put our... We give you signs. Yeah, We're ready for you to kiss us now, but a man doesn't do it. So there's nothing wrong with saying, you know, I'm just kind of like, this isn't doesn't feel like it's going anywhere.
Right.
Because what are you going to keep doing? Just keep waiting?
She just stares at him at dinner and just does a little kissy face.
Right. Oh, that's gross. Don't make that face. Don't make Al's face.
Fish lips.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been dating my boyfriend for 2 years, and he just asked me to move in with him. He owns a house, but it's definitely a bachelor pad. To be honest, it's not the cutest house. I get the feeling he doesn't have motivation to do yard work or to help decorate it. Ugh. I'm annoyed by her. This concerns me for our future. What is your advice, Taylor?
Hire a yard guy.
There you go.
Girl, he's asking you to move in. Yay.
Hire a yard guy. What's the big deal?
Girls drive me nuts.
Buy a few throw pillows.
Take it from a guy who tried doing the yard for about a year. It gets hot in the summer.
It's like, of course, it's a bachelor pad.
We're not very good at it.
He's a bachelor.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
This guy.
I get to move in, but I don't love the house.
It's not a sign of anything.
He should write us and ask us what he should do with her.
You know, I got lucky because Alan loves to do yard work, but he's not out there mowing the yard. We have somebody do that, but he loves to plant and, you know, do that kind of thing, and that's great. I'm so lucky.
Yeah. I'd just be excited to look at a gross yard with
right?
someone.
That's right.
I'm happy to sit there and just watch it grow over.
You go do the yard. If it's your house now with him, yeah. I don't do the yard. Alan does...
He does landscaping.
Landscaping? Yeah. You do the yard.
Look at our messy yard. Yeah. That's our messy yard. I love it.
He's got a house.
Gross my pool looks. Let's look at it.
Oh, my goodness.
I know girls out there that wish their boyfriend had a car. This guy's got a house.
Got a house. And ask
right?
her to share it with him.
I love it. Break up with him.
She needs to dump him.
Yeah.
He needs to find somebody more compatible.
And then, dude, if you're listening, call Jenna.
Yeah.
She's cool.
Yeah.
She'll watch the yard go all brown and stuff.
Yep. It. I won't complain about nothing.
Come on. Daniel Craig got a new movie coming out. Logan Lucky.
Yep.
We'll talk to him next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, ladies. Control yourselves.
Okay, you should talk to yourself, too.
Okay, JC, also control yourself. I will, JC. Thank you.
I'm just nervous because he's a big-time movie star.
He's a BA. And he's got another BA movie coming out. Logan Lucky in theaters Friday. Daniel Craig.
Yay!
Damn, Daniel.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank
pleasure.
You for, I mean, honestly, thank you for doing radio.
It's sort of, you know what, I'll do all day long. This is great.
Yeah?
I don't have to turn up and get makeup put on and just, I can sit in my pajamas and drink a coffee. And
are you in a bed right now?
You guys.
Yeah, where are you at?
Are you in bed?
No.
I'm just asking.
God forbid. What? No.
Yes, you are. You're in bed.
I'm wearing a suit, and I'm sitting.
You're in underwear.
At a table, sitting at my desk.
What kind of desk do you have? Do you have like a cool modern desk, or is it like a wood desk?
We're going with this, are we?
Yeah, why not? No, Mr. Craig.
Sorry, I think it's what is it? Mid-century modern Danish. I think that's what it is.
Oh, that seems right for you, Daniel.
Fancy. Now, I love the idea that you're doing this movie because I don't think a lot of people think of you as a comedic actor, but this part seems super funny.
Hey, look, I've just been waiting for people to offer me these parts, and thankfully, you know, the brilliant Steven Soderbergh did, so I'm very grateful to him.
Have you done any comedies before that I'm just not thinking of?
I think everything I do is funny, but you may disagree.
Yeah, you sitting at your desk in pajamas is pretty funny to me.
Smoking a pipe.
Right?
Yes.
Very British.
Well, now you've...
With my slippers on.
Daniel, in the last... I mean, obviously in all these Bond movies, you get to drive a car, but this movie is actually... There's some real-life race car drivers in this movie, right? But, well, I mean, they're playing all sorts of roles, like limo driver and other things like that.
We got a couple of... They're playing cops, arresting somebody.
Oh, that's funny.
So did you do any driving in this movie, or are they just getting you out of prison?
I didn't get to do any driving. I'm driven in this movie. In fact, Riley Keough drives me in this movie.
Do you do any of your own driving in real life?
Do I do own it. If you say that, ask me that question again. Like, what did you just ask?
Do you drive?
Yeah. Yeah. Of course I do. What do you think I do? Do you think I get driven around limos all the time?
Yes.
We hold you up to the standard.
No, I do not. No, I don't. I mean, I've been known to sit in the back of a limo. I won't deny that, but I don't. I love driving.
Do you get mixed up when you're over here and drive on the wrong side of the street?
No, but then, you know, I grew up in England, and because everybody drives on the right, I had to go, you know, when I was younger, I used to go to France and, you know, Germany, and they drive on the right, so I had to learn from a fairly early age to drive on the right.
Huh. Yeah, and they don't have speed limits in Germany in some places, right?
On the Autobahn, yeah, some of them don't, yeah, it's terrifying. You're doing 100 miles an hour, and somebody goes past you like you're standing still.
What's the fastest you've gone?
In a car?
Yeah.
Yeah, not in a movie.
You drive. Yeah.
It's not in a James Bond movie.
I was very lucky to go and get test Aston Martins out on their test track. So, I don't know. I mean, I think I did like 150.
Whoa.
On a test track.
Look
which,
at you.
Yeah, I wish I could say I was a really, really good driver, but I'm not. I'm okay. And that's anything over 120 gets a little... things change.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten in a fender bender?
I have, in Los Angeles a couple of times, yeah.
What the hell? You're supposed to be good, Daniel.
Neither one were my fault.
Yeah, it never is.
Yeah, but people get out of the car and see that it's you.
My insurance kind of,
right.
And they just go, damn, yeah. Daniel.
I'm like, what are you going to do? Happens to the best of us.
Yeah, but I would imagine somebody getting a fender bender with you. I mean, it's like, oh, my God. I got in a fender bender with Daniel Craig.
My neck hurts.
I would let you go.
Yeah.
I would just let you go. I'd be like, nah, man, you go ahead.
Yeah. Sign my fender, please, and then you can go.
I would assume that we'd be friends from then on and we'd be hanging out together afterwards, but I would not. I'd make sure that you
would be. Channing and I went racing ATVs in the woods in Georgia.
Yeah.
I turned mine over and came back, and the thing was completely bent out of shape.
That's scary.
Oh, is this when you guys were shooting?
And I was kind of worried because these guys who were looking after us, you know, they kind of, it was a brand new ATV.
Yeah.
And they were like, nah, it's all good. Just sign it. And I was like, okay.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Are you an adrenaline junkie? Do you like that feeling that there's a potential of dying?
I don't know, doctor.
it's a therapy session.
No, not really. I'm not. You know, I'm just. I'm the wrong side of 40. Really, the wrong side of 40. Listen to me. To sort of fit. To, you know, it's just not. It doesn't interest me the same way. I like it. I like driving cars, and I like driving fast. But I don't. You know.
But living is good.
Yeah.
Living is good.
How was your NASCAR experience? I just went to my first race a few months back, and I know you guys actually filmed some around the NASCAR race in Charlotte,
we
right?
We did. I mean, we filmed on a strip, but we were lucky enough to have all these drivers who played some parts in the movies, but also with the drivers, the stunt drivers who were working. And these cars are, you know, you don't get, you really can't tell from watching on the TV, you know, what these cars are like. Apart from because they have this paper-thin shell basically around this huge engine. So yeah. I cannot imagine. And, I mean, obviously, there's a cage in there, but it must be like driving a go-kart at 200 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then these drivers were phenomenal. Mm.
Who'd you have the most fun meeting for the first time? Because I don't think, had you ever come across Seth MacFarlane? He's one of my favorite comedic writers.
He's one of my heroes.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think probably I was the most nervous meeting him.
Yeah? Why? Because he makes fun of people?
I mean, American Dad, I think I've been in there. I've been the butt of a joke in there, which I was very happy about. I don't care. If he makes jokes about me, I'm over the moon. He's just a massively talented guy and very, very, very funny.
Did you film most of this movie in the South, or was it mostly
Atlanta.
In Hollywood?
In Atlanta.
Oh, really?
Huh.
So
yeah.
When you went to the racetracks, but you did have to do some of the filming on racetracks, right?
We did, but they were done separately. I mean, there was a NASCAR. The sort of race itself was filmed. At obviously the real race. That's a whole separate unit, and that Steven shot that. And the magic of movies, we could be in two places at once.
How did you love filming in the South compared to going to, you know, like the Hollywood lots?
Well, for me, I live in New York, so it's perfect for me because it's about, you know, it's a couple of hours from home. I can get home at the weekend, so I'll film in Atlanta all day long.
Yeah.
Plus the fact the food is the best, and, you know, the people are just so friendly, and we had a great time there.
Yeah.
If you were a NASCAR driver in real life, would your number be 007?
Great one, Al.
Wow.
I think, yes.
There you go. Yep. Go with it.
I think we caught Daniel Craig off guard.
I don't want to say.
Go with it, right?
Yeah.
And you can sing a bit, isn't that true?
Well, I don't know where you heard that.
Well, you did a little Broadway action with your buddy Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, but it was a straight play. It wasn't
a musical?
No.
Would you sing if they asked you, Daniel Craig, come on here and do a couple lines you're singing? Would you be able to do that?
You wouldn't be happy.
Mm.
It's not good.
Have you talked to Hugh Jackman since your Logan Lucky movie's coming out to see who had the better Logan movie?
Not yet, no. His was pretty good. So.
That's funny, JC. That's pretty funny.
Well, I'm really excited to see this movie.
Hey, look, it's getting great reviews. It's got like a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes right now, so the critics are loving it, and I'm sure it's going
to
do well.
Does that mean a lot to you as the actor, what Rotten Tomatoes has to say about it?
I'm very... in two minds about Rotten Tomatoes.
Rotten Tomatoes. Oh, I love that. Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't want to, you know, of course I could not be happier. We were 100% 3 days ago. I think we just got one bad review.
Oh, there's always jerks.
There's always that one jerk.
Yeah, one dude.
That one person, isn't there? So, but it bothers me the way that it's leading the way at the moment because, you know, people should go to the movies and make their own mind up. But I'm very happy about it, obviously.
Well, I was sold on the previews. I can't wait.
Right.
Okay, so we got to let you go. But before we do, are there any other scripts on your desk right now that you're sitting at?
On your mid-century contemporary.
Come on. Is anything coming out in 2019 that you might be saying yes to?
There's a movie called Kings, which I did with Halle Berry, which is set in Los Angeles, which is coming out.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure. It's doing some festivals right now.
Uh-huh.
Maybe
awesome.
Later on in the year. Directed by someone called Deniz Erdogan, who's a brilliant Turkish director.
There you go.
Perfect. Great. First, we got to get to the funny stuff.
I've got snow blindness in my diary.
My man.
Awesome.
Asked and answered, Big Al Mac. Yes, Logan answer. Lucky in theaters Friday. Daniel Craig, it's such a pleasure talking to you,
sir.
Yeah,
thank you.
Pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you. What a pleasant surprise that was.
I love him so much.
What a pleasant surprise.
He was so nice.
I was so nervous that I think we all were. We were kind of all talking over each other.
I know. Yeah. You know what it is? It's because when we were doing Dish Nation, we were doing a TV show, Dish Nation.
We used to back in the good old days.
We talked to somebody that had a sit-down interview with him, and I think that scared me. Because they said he was so serious.
Well, just that he's serious. Yeah, he just strikes you. You think he's going to be like his other movie characters. Yeah. He's always been serious.
He laughed a lot.
What a pleasant man.
Daniel Craig.
We love you.
We
love you, Daniel Craig.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, guys, remember how we talked about this Cheetos pop-up restaurant that was supposed to pop up in New York, right?
Yeah.
So excited. Unfortunately, it's only happening in New York. But... we do have a friend living out there who used to be an intern on the show, Clark. You remember Clark?
Yeah.
He works at BuzzFeed now, and cool. He got a little sneak peek at the Cheetos restaurant. Clark's on the phone with us right now. Hi, Clark.
Hey, how's it going, JT?
What's up, buddy?
Not much.
How's BuzzFeed?
BuzzFeed is great. I mean, they're sending me places like the Spotted Cheetah to try Cheeto-inspired food, so.
That's the name of the restaurant, Spotted Cheetah?
Yeah, it's called the Spotted Cheetah.
Oh, so what kind of stuff do they have there? Tell us about it.
For starters, they had Cheeto crusted fried pickles with creamy ranch. That's not it. They had Cheetos grilled cheese with tomato soup. And see, with that one, like, as a kid, I love putting chips on sandwiches. I mean, real talk, I still do it today.
Right.
And the grilled cheese just had, like, Cheetos layered on top of it, melted in with the cheese. It was perfection.
You had me at fried pickles coated in Cheetos.
Done.
I've got to try that.
Right?
And Jenna, you're going to like this one because, Clark, I was I saw it on your Instagram, the fried chicken that you ate.
Oh, yeah. So in preparation for the Cheetos Cafe, I wanted to try my hand at my own Cheeto creation.
Yeah.
And I made some Flamin' Hot chicken, some Flamin' Hot fried pickles, and some Flamin' Hot jalapeno poppers.
Was it pretty easy to make?
Yeah, it's not that hard. You just See, what's great about Cheetos is they're basically cornmeal if you crush them up. So anything that you would bread, you can bread with Cheetos.
That's right. I'm going to need you to shoot me that recipe. I might actually do it.
Dude, it looks so good.
Well, actually, the demand was so high for this restaurant that they released a recipe book that you can get online and get all these recipes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and they know everybody can't make it there.
Yeah.
It was crazy. They had a wait list of over 1,000 people, and only 350 people were able to get in. Mm. And I was one of those lucky 350.
Did it help that you worked at BuzzFeed?
Yeah.
Did they have
any desserts, though?
Oh, did they have desserts? Well, so apparently there's this thing called Sweetos.
Sweetos. Sweetos.
Yeah, Cheetos has this stuff called Sweetos. And they're kind of like salty caramel Cheetos.
Well, I've never heard of that.
Where can I get these things, Clark?
I'm guessing a grocery store
near you.
No.
What?
We have not seen
these. I bet I can. Cheetos are right down the street.
Well, maybe they're just like testing it in certain cities. Because a lot of times cities get stuff that nobody else gets.
All right, Cheetos, hook it up. I'm drooling.
Sweetos.
So for the desserts, we had Cheetos, Sweetos, sweet and salty cookies. Then we had white cheddar Cheetos and Sweetos apple crepes. That was my favorite dessert.
Okay.
Because I love things that are a little sweet, a little savory. And like the white cheddar Cheetos on a crepe was just mwah. Was
white
beautiful.
Cheddar. We got to have that.
That's right.
Dude, those all sound awesome.
They also had a raspberry cheesecake with Sweetos as well.
You got to have the cheesecake.
White cheddar and raspberry in one restaurant?
That's so
what
good.
A right?
That is so good. Now, what were the waitresses and the waiters wearing?
Orange button-up t-shirts. The chefs were wearing like plaid checkered orange t-shirts. And so I'm like a cheesy pun master, and this place was my dream because the bathroom was called the potty, like P-A-W-T-T-Y.
Oh, okay.
They had orange toilet paper with paw prints on it, orange hands up, which isn't as cool. You can get that at Target. But every inch of this restaurant was Cheetos inspired. They had Cheetos inspired cocktails. So they went all out.
They had cocktails that had Cheeto in it?
Yeah, they call them Cheetos.
Cheeto inspired. Okay. So I had a tangy citrus margarita that was like bright orange, but can confirm no Cheetos in it.
Okay.
But they did have a cocktail made with Crystal Pepsi.
Oh, bringing that back, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the clear stuff. I don't remember that.
Now, how were the prices? Was it pretty expensive or was it regular?
I mean, it's about standard for New York prices, like $13 to $15 per dish.
It's not bad.
Especially for New York.
Are they going to roll them out everywhere else? Did you get any intel in that?
Well, so because of the success of this, they now have a recipe book. So everybody can make their own.
I don't care. I'm not making it. I want to go to the restaurant.
If I'm going to make stuff, I'm going to be exclusive with Blue Apron, you know? So I
right?
Maybe I'll come to the studio and cook you up some Cheetos inspired dishes.
Yes. Cook it for me because I do hope they do a chain of these restaurants. I think it'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the response was overwhelmingly positive. So maybe if you yell out enough, they'll bring something to y'all.
Oh, we're yelling, Clark. We're yelling.
I can hear you.
Yeah. Hey, Clark, if we want to go look at the pictures, what's your Instagram so we could follow you?
You can follow me on Clark McCaskill, or there will be a video on BuzzFeed's Bring Me. So if you want to see the full video and the cheesy Cheeto goodness, you can see it there.
BuzzFeed Bring Me, and then you'll see Clark. Hey, Clark, congratulations on all the success and being able to get into the Cheeto restaurant.
Congrats.
Thank you. I mean, I'm living up to my full potential.
I know, man. Look at you. Our intern's doing big things out there in the big city.
Yeah, eating Cheeto tacos, living the dream.
Have a good one, Clark. Good talking, bud.
Good talking with y'all. Have a good day.
Bye, you too.
Bye, Clark. See, you come work for the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Next thing you know, you're eating at the Cheeto restaurant.
Working for BuzzFeed. What a cool gig.
I know.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.